This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But let's start here, Tobes. It's kind of, we seem to, NBA playoffs last night. The Pacers did not look like a team that was interested in winning a championship.
Mm-mm.
I understand that happens, but this might be Cowherdian. This might be the kind of take that I just can't stand when people make. But here it is. That's not what a champion does. You might lose that game. The Knicks aren't, they're not here to be pushovers, right? That's not what a champion looks like. Now, I understand you could point to, just top of my head, the Chicago Bulls having a laydown game when they were up 3-1, losing to the Jazz at home, and then go back before Jordan drills the shot over Byron Russell. I understand that. But when you've never done it before and you've got no deposits in the bank, I don't know, man. They don't look championship ready to me. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think it was a disappointing performance last night. I thought the TNT crew did a good job of breaking it down that, you know, there were some adjustments that Tom Thibodeau made. By the way, finally made some offensive adjustments.
What's that? Is that when you change something?
Yeah, like, you know, where you actually try to, you know, make something a little bit better that has been struggling. But
you know what he did last night? You ever do this at a restaurant where they have one thing on the menu and you put something else in instead? What's that called?
Is that a substitution?
A substitution.
Oh, okay.
He substituted different players. He's allowed to do that.
Yeah, he is allowed to do that.
It's not like
really
soccer
unique.
Where there's a limit.
Yeah, and I thought they did a good job last night. The adjustment that he was talking about, Charles Barkley, your buddy brought it up, to saying getting Brunson off the ball when Nesmith was on him and having him be able to work off the ball, get the ball in different situations, because Brunson just gets hounded by Nesmith all 94 feet. So I thought that was an interesting take, and it's something that you saw a difference with. But yeah, I mean, the Pacers just didn't look ready to go last night. And I hate to be the media shouty show talking head guy that's like, hey, is game six a must win for the Pacers? But it kind of feels like game six for the Pacers might be a little must win territory.
That's where the pressure is.
Back at home, right? You got to win this one, because game seven at MSG, even though the Knicks didn't look great their first couple of games, they looked much better at the Garden last night. I don't know. You run into an interesting spot where if you lose game six and you have to go back to the Garden for game seven, they're going to be motivated. Seems like maybe they found something. I'm interested to see how Rick Carlisle adjusts for game six. That's what's always so fun about these playoff series. The longer they go is just seeing the different strings that these coaches pull and the way that they do it. But it gets real, real nervy if you're an Indiana Pacers fan after watching last night.
Having had a chance to close out, you don't. And you know, again, it's not as if this series has been blowout city. Right, I know, you know, double-digit win last night, but these games were they were incredibly competitive. The first three games, the first four games of the series could have been won by either team. I think game four, the Pacers were decidedly better. The Knicks kept chipping away at the lead, but couldn't quite get over the top. But still, you know, game one, the Knicks should have won that game. Didn't close it out, mm-hmm. right? The one of the craziest postseason comebacks we've ever seen. Game two, again, they're right there. Ends up being a five-point loss. But it's not as if there was no chance that they win that basketball game. So we acted like, oh, Indiana's dominating the series. This is not a Carolina versus Washington close score but being dominated. This is a tweak away. This is that Jalen Brunson off the ball a little bit away. This is a Karl Anthony Towns realizing that he's not a European big man and going to the rack every now and again, right? Now, they can't get a foul call to save their lives. I personally think it's because they're kvetching after every single possible thing, and maybe it's overkill, but at the same time, like, if they could get if there's a game where they do get a couple of calls, who knows, right? I mean, so anyway, it's the Pacers, to me, they might win tomorrow night, and that's the end of it. This is the one where they'll look back if they don't win this series and go, we might have lost that game. We might have lost game five, because again, the Knicks are right there is the point of my little soliloquy. But I really wish we'd come out with a little bit better of an effort and not sort of counting our chickens.
I think this series has been interesting because game one, like you said, probably should have gone the Knicks' way. We know that. Well, just watching that one, the crazy comeback that they made. So you can make the argument the Knicks should be up 3-2 in this series. And then I think if you're Indiana, you're looking at last night's effort, you're not happy with it. But game three was one that they should have won. They were outscored in the fourth quarter by 16 points, outscored 36-20 in the fourth quarter for the New York Knicks to win that one by six, 106-100. Like, you got to feel like you should have won game three. You at least feel like you should have had a better effort in game five. Maybe you don't win it, but you should have had a better effort. So I think the interesting part about this series is maybe it goes seven, but either way, however it goes, even if it's finished in six and Indiana wins it, the Knicks could be kicking themselves for losing game one. If the Pacers don't go on to win this series, they're going to be kicking themselves about game three, about their effort in game five, obviously whatever's going to happen in game six. So I think this series is really interesting, and it's good, honestly, because the hockey playoffs, now we know the Stanley Cup final, both of those series finished in five. You had the Thunder series finish in five as well. So at least now we still have one conference final that didn't finish in five games.
So now, you know, if this thing goes seven somehow, or, you know, the longer it goes, now there's kind of that rest versus rust thing with OKC that you know, does that negate things or change things? You know, because again, this isn't a group that's been here before in terms of experience, but they're the better team. That's whoever they end up playing in these finals.
Yeah, no question.
But still, I mean, maybe that's an equalizer. Maybe that's something that kind of changes the way that series goes. But anyway, I'm grateful for the fact that it's going beyond five games, kind of to your point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.